I'm Kara Spazacca, and welcome to this podcast series from Western Sydney University. Over this six-episode series, I'll be introducing you to some incredible research taking place, from a million-dollar fungi project that's helping combat climate change, to surveys into maternity care treatment, to creating electric vehicles for women in rural African communities, and more. These projects are just a handful of those that entered the 2022 and 2023 Research Impact Competition, run by Western Sydney University in Australia. There's also something else they have in common. They each speak to a Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG, a list of 17 goals created by the United Nations which tackle global issues including poverty, hunger, climate change, gender inequality, and access to education. So how do we identify problems and then the path forward? Well, through research. And this research is happening at universities across the globe, who are graded in the annual Times Higher Education Impact Rankings on their commitment to the SDGs. This is significant because out of 1,700 universities in the world, Western Sydney University ranked number one overall for the past 2 years. And if we drill down into the SDGs it excelled in, it came first for the goals gender equality, partnership for the goals, and responsible consumption and production. For more information about sustainable development goals, you can visit sdgs.un.org and keep listening as the researchers across this series will talk to how their projects contribute to positive change. Before we dive in, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the custodians of the lands where Western Sydney University campuses are located and pay respect to the peoples of the Darug, Tharawal, Eora and Wiradjuri nations. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Now let's hear from some of the researchers from Western Sydney University's Research Impact Competition.
We've been pioneering the application of using drones for bridge inspection in Australia.
That's Dr. Maria Rashidi, a senior lecturer at the Centre for Infrastructure Engineering within the School of Engineering, Design and Built Environment at Western Sydney University. As part of the 2023 Research Impact Competition, Dr. Rashidi was one of two winners of the inaugural Western Ventures Prize, which is an initiative to support projects with excellent commercialization potential. Dr. Rashidi shared the win for her research into using drones for the asset management and health monitoring of bridges.
In Australia, the road network is currently valued at $200 billion and $16 billion spent annually on maintaining and extending the road network. So the bridge network is consisting of 50,000 bridges, where 82% of them were built before 1976. And unfortunately, one out of four are either structurally deficient or functionally obsolete. So having this knowledge and knowing the fact that the reason for the failure of majority of bridges has been a lack of a proper and proactive asset management and health monitoring system was a good motivation for me to spend around 10 years of my research on this topic.
The project began with a collaborative study with Transport New South Wales into the feasibility of using drones for bridge inspection.
So in this pilot study, we examined the effectiveness of this technology in terms of different criteria such as cost, time, accuracy, safety, and traffic disruption comparing to the conventional methods.
The study concluded that drone technology was very efficient for the inspection of bridges, with positive impacts on the community, safety, and reducing costs.
So it actually reduces the disruption caused to the community because sometimes you have to close the traffic if you want to use elevated work platforms for underbridge inspection. So drone images captured from multiple locations can be used to construct 3D models using the photogrammetry techniques. So this positively impacts two areas of bridge safety practice that drone models can be employed for virtual inspection and as built model development of old bridges where no previous drawings are available. Also drones today are capable of capturing images from underbridge regions without the need for manned lifts and potentially closing down the roads. So this has dramatically enhanced the safety of bridge inspection in comparison to the significant risks of ropes and cherry pickers used by conventional methods. Drones can also dramatically reduce the overall inspection cost by up to 30%, particularly for larger scale bridges, is more cost effective. Additionally, the use of airborne aerial photogrammetry enables us to digitize and preserve old heritage assets. So a report by Deloitte Access Economics in 2020 estimated that utilization of drones will result in $48 billion saving across different industries, particularly in infrastructure and agriculture, by 2050.
There are challenges, particularly when it comes to access.
We need to approach the asset owners to get the approval for access, especially if the, for example, bridge is in the rail corridor or in the realm of railway bridges. Also dealing with rules and regulations, for example, again, obtaining approval from a Civil Aviation Safety Authority or CASA, sometimes not easy because we have to comply with their standards. For example, the drone has to be within the visual line of sight or shouldn't exceed certain level of altitude. And also, we're not allowed to fly a drone in populated areas. We should not fly a drone close to the airport and similar other regulations. All these criteria need to be met prior to starting the project.
Dr. Rashidi has already explained the positive impacts on safety as well as reducing costs and interruption to the community, but the research also contributes to two SDGs.
Mainly 9, industry, innovation and infrastructure, as well as 11, sustainable cities and communities. It ticks all the boxes of safety, functionality and sustainability. And I think I can say like safety is the most important thing because of the aging infrastructure, the challenges that we're facing and the necessity of having regular inspection and proper and proactive asset management and health monitoring system could be the highest priority. But sustainability in terms of environment, cost and community is another factor. And also in terms of functionality, I think this technology is quite efficient.
So much so that it was awarded the inaugural Western Ventures Prize, which assists research projects with the potential for commercialization to advance to the next level of development. Part of the criteria was specifically around impact, which Dr. Rashidi has spoken to, but also engagement.
I think I've been quite successful in terms of interaction with different stakeholders and industry partners, ranging from federal government bodies such as Australian Rail Track Corporation or ARTC, state government agencies, mainly Transport for New South Wales, and the local councils and private firms. And I hope I can use this prize to register the provisional patents in the pipeline and also use it for commercialization of our upcoming projects.
In talking about next steps, after the pilot study, Dr. Rashidi and her team expanded their research to look at how other emerging technologies could be used, such as laser scanning, digital twinning, IoT, artificial intelligence, and robotics.
We are hoping that we can come up with new advancements. I think in the future, with this fast progress in the basic adaptation of emerging technologies, we are moving towards autonomous, intelligent health monitoring systems that are less subjective and we can address more accuracy. And the subjectivity of human interpretation and decision is reduced. So hopefully we can have safer infrastructure and have more cost-effective and sustainable solutions.
That was Dr. Maria Rashidi, one of the winners of the inaugural Western Ventures Prize as part of the 2023 Research Impact Competition. That concludes this podcast series from Western Sydney University, but you can find out more about the university and the Research Impact Competition by visiting westernsydney.edu.au/future-makers. Thanks for listening.